Padre Pio is often associated with serious matters, such as stigmata and the salvation of souls. But he also had light and carefree moments that reveal his joyful nature. Stay tuned to hear the testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Father Pellegrino, one of those who had the good fortune of living with Padre Pio, said that being near him was like feeling a warmth emanating from an always burning volcano. To Father Pellegrino, Padre Pio was like an eternal child, always brimming with joy and excitement. He found pleasure in the little things in life, like the surprise gifts that visitors brought him, from a pinch of snuff to a bar of chocolate. Highly sensitive to even the slightest kindness, he promised to repay it with prayers. But what he cherished the most was the delicate pleasure of friendship. Padre Pio was also incredibly perceptive and intuitive, able to sense the needs and desires of those who sought him out from afar. He was always quick to respond to their requests, and even the convent's dog had noticed this quality in him. Whenever Padre Pio went out for a stroll in the garden, the dog would follow him. On the way back, the dog would follow him all the way to the door of his cell, and only leave after hearing the command, "Now you can go." Living in the presence of God did not mean that Padre Pio had lost his love for conversation. On the contrary, he cherished the company of his spiritual children and fellow friars, eagerly welcoming their arrival and feeling a sense of sadness when they left. Like a child who had just made a new friend, he would beg them to stay a little longer, pleading with them not to forget to come back and spend more time with him tomorrow. Despite his busy schedule, Padre Pio never forgot to send greetings to distant friends and friars who were waiting eagerly for his salutation. His heart was filled with love and kindness, and he made sure that those around him felt the warmth of his affection. Father Pellegrino recalls a special moment when Padre Pio surprised him on his name day. "On October 6th, my name day, I was working in my cell. I had not yet seen Padre Pio that morning, and was impatiently waiting for 11 o'clock to greet him. But it was already past the hour, and I had not yet heard his half-crawling steps, accompanied by his customary fits of coughing. Suddenly, I had the impression that he was standing in front of my door and was gently tapping on it. I was suspicious," he continued, "so I went to open the door. It was him, smiling and a little embarrassed, like a child caught by his mother doing something mischievous. He said, 'Tanti auguri,' which is an Italian expression for wishing someone many wishes for one's birthday or even Christmas. And taking the little flower he had just placed in the keyhole, he offered it to me. I thanked him, deeply moved, and kissed his hand. I still treasure that flower among the dearest things of my life." Father Gabriel Amors, a famous exorcist, was also known for his good humor. He once shared a delightful testimony about his encounter with Padre Pio. One day, after confessing his sins, Father Amorth asked Padre Pio if he could give him a kiss, as was customary in Italy for friends to greet and say goodbye with a kiss on each cheek. Padre Pio immediately responded with a resounding, "No." But Father Amorth could not resist, and before Padre Pio could finish speaking, he had already planted a kiss on both his right and left cheek. Father Amorth's audacity got the better of him, and he even dared to pull Padre Pio's beard. But rather than being offended, the Capuchin saint merely laughed happily and grumbled, "Now they even give me kisses." Father Pellegrino's and Father Amorth's testimonies show the playful and humorous side of Padre Pio, a side that many people may not have been aware of. Despite his reputation as a saintly figure, Padre Pio was still capable of enjoying life's simple pleasures and having a good laugh. His ability to connect with people on a human level made him all the more beloved by those who knew him. He was a shining example of the best that humanity has to offer, a true saint who continues to inspire and uplift us to this day. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.